persuading as an SEO, and your conversational skills. Hello, and thanks for listening to SEO Tips today. So persuading as an SEO is directly related to your interpersonal communication skills and your ability to have a good conversation. This tip actually comes from a recent NPR Life Kit episode where they interviewed Celeste Headlee, who gave a TED Talk 5 years ago and completely focused on how to give or how to have a good conversation. The parts that stuck out to me the most were the tips that related to digital media consumption and how that might work against us as SEOs. So we try to have conversations with our clients or colleagues and often are working on persuading them of a new approach that we want them to take to drive organic traffic. But here are some of the challenges that we're going to have, particularly in this socially distant year. Years, maybe. One, social media actually depletes your ability to interact socially. Social media is also training you that a conversation is a debate. But our bodies and our neurology don't recognize social media as a conversation, and it uses up our limited social energy for the day. So if you're about to walk into a conversation where you need to be doing some persuading, you might want to think about limiting your social media interaction that day. Two, your cell phone is undermining you even if it's off and in the room with you. This is kind of fascinating stuff, I think, for me. Now, we know that your phone and multitasking on it in between important tasks decreases your ability to focus. But it turns out just having any old phone in the room can negatively impact the way the conversation's going. They did this study in the UK. Strangers came in, they had a 10-minute conversation sitting around a table, and in half of those conversations, they put in a cell phone and put it on the table. Now, it didn't belong to anybody. It was turned off, it didn't make any sounds. But the conversations where the cell phone was just present on the table, when the people came out of the room and provided feedback about the conversation, they said that the other person was unlikable, untrustworthy, and unempathetic. Wow. So even the sight of a cell phone has an impact on your brain. Just something to think about. I don't know if you can ask people to even remove their cell phones when they're talking to you virtually on a Zoom meeting, but definitely you want to put yours in a completely different room. The current U.S. environment is making us less likely to compromise. Pew Research did this study of 10,000 U.S. adults and found out that we're more polarized than we ever are. This is not surprising. Everybody's walking up to the current election. But that also means we're less likely to compromise and less likely to listen. Okay, so in general, we've got a couple things working against us. Social media, consumption, the cell phone, and our lack of listening skills. So just a reminder that a conversation requires this balance between talking and listening. And often the rules that apply to being a good interviewer can actually help you become better at having a conversation. So here are the top 10 rules from Celeste. One, don't multitask and be present, be in that moment. And even the computer screen can be interacting, which is super challenging now. So if you can turn off the video in your next Zoom meeting, that will help you be more present and be more able to have an actual conversation. Two, don't pontificate. You have to set aside your personal opinion, assume that everybody has something to teach you and that you always have something to learn. Three, use open-ended questions. Four, go with the flow. Don't just hold on to that point you had to make in your head. Instead, listen to what people are saying and respond to what people are saying. Five, make sure you say that you don't know when you don't know. This is particularly important, I think, for SEOs. You can always say, I don't know, but I can research that and get back to you. I do that all the time. Six, don't equate your experience with theirs. Remember that conversations are not a promotional opportunity. That line really stuck out to me. Remember that conversations are not a promotional opportunity. Seven, try not to repeat yourself, so don't do what I just did. Eight, stay out of the weeds. People don't care about the details. I think that's really hard for us as SEOs. I'm currently working on presentation right now, and I'm taking all the weeds out as best I can. Nine, listen. This is the hardest. It's challenging, it turns out, because we get distracted. So here's a couple factoids from the NPR Life Tip that I thought was really impactful. One, An average person can talk at 225 words per minute, but we can listen at a rate of 500 words per minute. So it's really easy for us to get distracted. We struggle to listen just as a species. So immediately after listening to someone give a 10-minute talk, we only recall 50% of what that person said, and that percentage starts to go down almost immediately. Wow. I also found this quote to be inspiring, and possibly because I learned the Stephen Covey method when I was a teenager. But his quote was, "Most of us don't listen with the intent to understand. We listen with the intent to reply." So hold that back. Make sure you're listening. This is a skill I think we all need to practice. And 10, be brief. This tip is easier to remember if you just keep your focus on being interested in the other people. So when you walk into the meeting, be interested in what they're bringing to the table. Be interested in what their challenges are. That will hopefully help you be brief. So why would you work these tips into your next conversation? Because the ultimate goal is this. You want your audience to leave the conversation feeling engaged and inspired. And that came from her tip not related to SEO, but I think it's very relatable to SEO. You want your audience to leave the conversation feeling engaged and inspired. So put the cell phone away and make sure to listen to your next conversation. Thanks for listening. Come back tomorrow for another SEO tip.